I don't think I have a whole lot more to add about some of what's been already said. That perhaps I'll share with about what happened today at the Mennonite Church Canada. I was having its annual assembly, annual conference, and in the last couple of days it was also a joint assembly, a people summit with people from Mennonite Church USA as well. So we had a vigil to support, initially it was going to be to support Corey Glass, and to we had asked people to make phone calls all week long to Minister Finley to stop Corey's deportation, and then when we found that he had his reprieve, we shifted that to Robin Long, again in support of the War Resister Support Campaign that's been working really hard at this for several years. And it was had very strong support from the church itself, like the Mennonite Church Canada, Mennonite Church USA, as well as Mennonite Central Committee Canada. Perhaps you know they've already been strongly supportive of this. And Esther Aptisen, who's a peace and justice staff person there, she spoke at the vigil. And out of about 600 people that were there, 150 people came to the vigil. So I thought that was really strong support. And we hope that our voices here and our voices there today at noon are being heard. One of the things we did at the vigil was say this litany of resistance. So what I would, I'm not sure, would people like to read it? Would people like to read it? To read all of it, you know, 10 or 15 minutes, you could do part of it. And what I would suggest is whatever parts we want to do, like maybe we could rotate the person who is one. The way that it works is you have one who reads the first line, and then all of us would respond, and that's how it goes all the way through. Any comments about how much you want to do, or I don't... Maybe somebody else just kind of spontaneously can go through it. Sure. Yeah, we can go around the circle of people that are willing to lead and do that. For the victims of war, women, men, and children, the maimed and the crippled, the abandoned and the homeless, the imprisoned and the tortured,
have mercy.
The widowed and the orphaned,
have mercy.
The bleeding and the dying,
have mercy.
The weary and the desperate,
have mercy.
The lost and the forsaken,
have mercy.
For those fleeing in terror,
have mercy.
Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we do.
For the men and women in battle.
Forgive us, for we know not what we do.
For the men and women training for war.
Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Forgive us, for we know not what we do. Guide our feet into the ways of peace. Hear our prayer, grant us peace.
From the arrogant powers,
deliver us.
From the poverty of violence,
deliver us.
From the tyranny of greed,
deliver us.
From the ugliness of racism,
deliver us.
From the politics of hypocrisy,
deliver us.
From the hysteria of nationalism,
deliver us.
From the cancer of hatred,
deliver us.
From the seduction of wealth,
deliver us.
From the addiction of control,
deliver us.
From the hatred of imperialism,
deliver us.
From the idolatry of national security,
deliver us.
From the despair of fatalism,
Deliver us.
From the fight of baptism.
Deliver us.
From the filth of war.
Deliver us.
From the profanity of war.
Deliver us.
From the necessity of war.
Deliver us.
From the madness of war.
Deliver us.
From the blasphemy of war.
Deliver us.
From the brutality of war.
Deliver us.
From the demonic waste of war. And our preparation for war.
Deliver us.
Deliver us, O God.
Guide our feet into the ways of peace.
In humility we ask.
Hear our prayer. Grant us peace.
Obedience to God comes before obedience to human
will. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's.
Let your will be done, not mine.
The help of God's grace,
let us resist and confront evil everywhere we find it.
The help of God's grace,
with the waging of war,
we will not comply.
With all preparation and training for war,
we will not comply.
With the forces of fear,
we will not comply.
With the legalization of murder,
we will not comply.
With the legalization of genocide,
we will not comply.
With laws that betray human life,
we will not comply.
With the bombing of civilians,
we will not comply.
With the bombing of cities,
we will not comply.
With the violating of our earth,
we will not comply.
With the destruction of people,
we will not comply.
With the raping of women,
we will not comply.
With governments that are blind to the sanctity of life,
we will not comply.
With economic structures that impoverish and dehumanize,
we will not comply.
With the manipulation and control of public information,
we will not comply.
With economics that manufacture instruments of death,
we will not comply.
With economics that practice the use of instruments of death,
we will not comply.
With the perpetuation of violence,
we will not comply.
With structures that divide rich from poor,
we will not comply.
With the hypocrisy and political maneuver,
we will not comply.
With the help of God's grace,
we will struggle for justice.
We
will stand for what is true.
God's inviting
we will love even our enemies. We will resist all evil. We will work to build a beloved community. We will carry the cross. We will walk as pilgrims of peace. We will labor for truth. We will live in solidarity with all people. Hope and love, and the greatest of these is love. Thanks be to God.